The story of captivity has always been about the balance of right and obligation. At least to me, Solomon started with the right intentions. A country that hunted these animals en masse, killing at least 5,000 every year. And they stopped for a few years, increasing the price of their currency, the dolphin tooth, by limiting the supply, by keeping some alive for the ambassadorship of the wild. That's what I was taught. These animals are ambassadors. And they are ambassadors, whether they're in the wild or in our aquariums. They represent something different, different way of life, different way of living. And so the balance is their right of living and our right to living and learning and expanding. It seemed right to export some dolphins to keep so many alive in the wild. It seemed right to release them, to show that it was possible to have animals come from the wild and go back to the wild. The politics of the rights and the obligations and the influencers left me empty, left me not sure what is right. How could it be wrong to want to release dolphins? In the end, it comes to sitting at the table. A simple philosophy Solomon Islands taught me. That in order for us to solve, in order for us to get to consensus in community, we must all sit at the table. And it doesn't mean that you sit right beside the person you don't like. And it doesn't mean you sit beside the person you like the most. It just means that you all sit around the table and express your individual opinions as they all are part of the community's opinion. The Orcas community is an amazing one. Coming together to hunt the salmon, coming together to mate, indigenous communities around the world show similar philosophies. Blau Lagoon in Solomon Islands, way north of Malaita, in one of the most beautiful places in the entire world, where people live on artificial islands with palm trees and paddle their wooden canoes to deep, clear rivers and climb mountains to plant their gardens. In this one tiny village of maybe 100 houses or 7 lines, each representing 7 tribes, showing how the community is built of these tribes and the importance of integrating with the community as a whole beyond the tribe. To the betterment of the clan, to the betterment of all the people, and to the better of the region, for the animals, and for accord in so much discord that people can bring into nature. Activism, environmentalism, pessimism, optimism, isms, comes down to our ism with each other. How do we talk with each other? How do we share with each other? How do we find what is complete with each other? To sit at the table, we all have to listen, each taking a turn to nourish the thoughts and words being expressed by an individual, to understand their true intention, to try to understand their motivation. By understanding their motivation, we can understand ours more. We can see our conflict that we have with this individual, hearing their intention. We can hear our accord or our agreement with certain points or aspects that would betterment the entire community. I've been fortunate and traveled around the world. I've been fortunate to live with a wide range of people. I've been fortunate to work intimately with a wide range of communities of animals. Communication is listening. Is listening and responding, understanding that it will have a reaction to others. The community of the whales needs us to work together, needs us to come together and share stories and understand more of these animals and how their community works so that we can look into our own communities and start the nonsense. Start the nonsense to go away. Start the nonsense by ensuring that we are focused and every conversation includes everyone at the table. I invite you all to the table of the orcas. Please join us at followthepod.com. The southern residents are now at 75 animals, one already lost this year. If our community is truly going to be healed and look after itself, then the Pacific Northwest needs to do more for these animals. This is the richest part of the world. Vancouver, Seattle, Victoria have a wealth of money, knowledge, expertise, and more importantly, a beautiful way of life that wants to preserve, wants to conserve. It's time we all do better. It's time that we stop being sorry. Time we bring everyone to the table and share and work for what's best for the orcas. Thanks very much. This has been Follow the Pod and Chris Porter.